Everybody agrees that the Chol HaPoche says a din of Emul Hatere Kule. So when one says Mumeh, he doesn't mean Mumeh al Dabarachot, but he means Mumeh al Hatere Kule. So the Rosh could be explained in accordance with the Shita of the Miri. One second. The Shita of the Miri. That Shedine Ke'akum, in other words, because not that he passes like Mandoma, mean, and not because he agrees with the Berik Abayis that the Machlekes is in regard to in the Makbid, but Lachis Mamesh in the Chomim Godel Mizeh, but that the we pass like the Meikin, that he is not in a mean, he's just a Mumeh. But Mumeh means Mumeh Chater Kole. Yes, what is it? Of course he's talking about Lachis Mamesh. There is no doubt that the Rosh talks about Lachis Mamesh. Lachis Mamesh. Anyway, because you see, no, one second, you see, the Rosh does discuss in Makbid. He does discuss in Makbid also. But this statement that the two sides, Adini Ovizal Kosav, has reference to the Hachis Mamesh because it's mentioned after the Shiras Rashbo. And the Rashbo discusses it in connection because that's the Rashbo, the whole Shakla Vitalia, in Tiras Abayis, Berik Abayis, Mishmeres Abayis. So the Rashbo says that in a Makbid, so that's a Mumel Dovrechot. In a Makbid is a Mumel Dovrechot. But the Rashbo discusses Lahachis Mamesh. And so first he mentions that Rashbo says that Lahachis Mamesh, so it's only kosher the Evet if there are two prerequisites, and then he says Vadini Ovizal Kosav. So naturally he has reference to what the Rosh says in respect to Lachis Mamesh. But the Rosh does discuss any Makbid too. Now, Mumeh Le'echod Mishor Averes Sheichet Afilu Beinu Le'Natzmi Vein Zorich Afilu B'tikas Asakim Tchilo Yisef. That's the Shita of Moshe Shem. V'Rambam Zal Hitzre Gamkim Dikasaki V'Hane Mileh L'Shor Averes Chutz Ma'avidi Zorich V'Chilusha B'Faresi Avu Mumeh Le'echod Me'elu Havu Ke'akum Gom. So vis-a-vis Avidi Zorich so it doesn't make any difference whether it's B'Tzine or B'Faresi. Vis-a-vis Chilusha B'Faresi there is a difference between Michal Shabbos B'Tzine and Michal Shabbos B'Faresi. Michal Shabbos B'Tzine does not have a din of Emul Chater Kule. Michal Shabbos B'Faresi has a din of Emul Chater Kule. What is called Tzine and what is called Faresi? Now, the Loshen in certain Gemores, the expression B'Faresi is used. The Gemore in Erevim doesn't use the expression Faresi. But Mumeh Lechal Shabbos Begilu Ponim with Chutzpah. I mean, but it's usually assumed that it's the same thing. I mean, Gilu Ponim, Faresi, the same thing. Now, what does it mean, Faresi? So the Rashbo says, the Jewish Rashbo says, that it means if he was Michal Shabbos Leine Asor Mishroel. Leine Asor Mishroel. Now, the Tvoshir says that it doesn't mean Dafke in the presence of 10 Jews, but as long as it was done in such a way that he knew that 10 Jews would know about it, so it's also considered B'Faresi. Also, anyway, the Rashbo says that it means Asor Mishroel. Faresi means Asor Mishroel. This is what the Rashbo says. And all the Achreini mention that Rashbo, that this is the criterion whereby we determine is whether he's Michal Shabi B'Tzine or Michal Shabi Faresi, whether he does it Basor Mi Yisroel or not. Where do we get Asorah Yisrael? That we get that the Gemara mentions in Sanhedrin, Ligabei Kiddush Hashem. So in other words, you're not mechuyev to be misanefesh yourself for the averes other than the three averes. But if it is mischavin la'avirei, and it's bifaresie, if the anus is mischavin la'avirei, and it's bifaresie, so then you have to misanefesh yourself for all the avir shemater. In other words, if an anus forces a Jew to eat nivel, and lischavin la'avirei la'das, so if it's mitzine, not in the presence of 10 Jews, he doesn't have to be misanefesh himself. But if it's in the presence of 10 Jews, he has to. So the Gemara says, Faresie, and what is Faresie? Asor Misroel. So over there, the Gemara learns it out because we nikdashti v'seir bnei Yisroel. So that means Asor. But the Rashbo applies it to Michal Shabi Faresi as well. And all the Achaini mentioned that Jewish Arashim. Now, there is a Gemara in Erev, Daf Samachtes, I think, in Perek Hador, that tends to indicate that the criterion for Faresi versus Sine is something else, something other than 10 Jews or less than 10 Jews. The Gemara, now the Aloch is that an Akum cannot be mivatal issues. A Yisroel can be mivatal issues. A Mumea, the Chalshabi Faresie, or Mumea Abdizore, cannot be mivatal issues. So you have to be Secha Moki. In other words, if you live with a Goy in the same apartment building, so you cannot just ask the Goy he should be mivatal issues. It's ineffective. But in order to be allowed to carry in that apartment building, you'll have to rent out the whole yard, I mean the whole chotzer, everything, from the Akum. It's only like Yerib Alami, it doesn't have to be a real Sechir Smokim. But from Yisrael, you don't have to be Sechir Smokim. So all you have to do is that the Yisrael should be Mevatel Rishus. Mumea. Any mevatel issues, he's incapable of being mevatel issues because he's gakum chodvorov. So the Gemara mentions a story that Rabbi Nakodesh was walking in the street, in the Rishus Rabbi, and then he saw a Jew carrying something that was not a tachshit. Tachshit you're allowed to carry. That he was not. So when that Jew saw Rabbi Nakodesh from far, he put it in his pocket. He hid it. So Rabbi Yudanossi said, Ki yin ho mivatel rishus. So the pshat over there is, since this Jew was ashamed to be Michal Shabbos, to carry on Shabbos in the presence of the Nossi, of Rabbina HaKodesh, so he has a din of Michal Shabbos b'tzini. So from that Gemara it appears that the criterion whereby we determine as to whether someone is in Chal Shabbos b'Faresi or b'Tzinei is not how many Jews witness the Chal Shabbos, whether 9 Jews witness or 10 Jews, whether there is a person before whom he is ashamed to be Chal Shabbos. So it's something else. So that's the kasha against the Rashbo. So the Asam will say that that's only ligabe. So from that Gemara it appears that even if someone will be Mechal Shabbos before 100 Jews, but if, let's say, before the Rov, he will not be Mechal Shabbos, he doesn't have a din of Ki'akum Chodvorov. If there is one Jew, even before the Rabbi, he is not Mechal Shabbos. But he's not ashamed to be Michal Shabbos before anybody else. So he does not have a din of Michal Shabbos Faresi. That's how it appears. So there are some Achenim who want to say that that's only in regard to Bittul Jews. That's only in the Gein of the Rabbonon. Mashiach came, Ligabi, other things. So if he's Michal Shabbos in the presence of 10 Jews, he has it. But that's That's strange. I mean, why should there be a special halacha in regard to Bittul Ishus? All right, we'll discuss it when we go over the Mechaber and Hamor, the Shach and the Taz. Okay. Now, Vikusi or Ibn Dine Kaako, Utsuki or by Susi, so the Chachomim were gazing on the Kusim and the Shimreini, that they should lose also Mishom, as also is a Kaako, Utsuki by Susi. Because of Arambam Shutose Asur, Vim Shechen Bifanenu Mutelis, Shane Kaako, El Shane Monin Lema Likokan. Now the question is, what the Rambam says, that Yisrael HaPikeres who escaped from Bateir of Meshe Rabbeinu, so Shechitos in Evela, is Kaakum Chodvarov? Is Kaakum, Yikaakum Chodvarov? So why does he say, and the Rambam says in the Cheshuvah, it doesn't make any difference whether someone is Kaif HaBateir Shebechzab or Kaif HaBateir Shebalpeh. So the Bes Yosef mentions in the name of the Rambam in Pirsha Mishnei Chum, but we don't have it. In the Rambam Pirsha Mishnei Chum, we have something else. The Bes Yosef quotes a Loshna Rambam in Pirsha Mishnei. That the Rambam says that Tzodiku Baisus themselves, so Shkitosam Asuro, even if Achim Reinis. But that's only Tzodiku Baisus themselves. Tzodiku Baisus means anyone who was raised in a Jewish environment. And then he became an apgeres, like Tzadik HaBaisus. Mashinkin, the children and the grandchildren of Tzadik HaBaisus, who were raised in that environment, so they have a din of a tinnik shenishbo, so their shchita is kshero. Only thing is, we don't trust them. So, but if achirin reine is on, shoshitos nik shero. So in other words, so the Bis Yosef mentions that in the name of the Rambam, in Pirsha Mishnah. But the Rambam, nowadays, the Rambam says just the reverse. That if it's Tukiu by Susi, Shechts, even if it's Achirin Reineison, so is Shechitos in the veil. Now, how can we reconcile these two Yosois? In other words, it does not necessarily mean that one Girse excludes the other Girse. Because it's very possible that the Rambam wrote more than one version, wrote more than one madure of the Pirsha Mishnah. So we have one version of the Rambam's Pirsha Mishnah, and the Bes Yosef had with him the other version. So in other words, so how can the Rambam be Seisar himself? And then the Rambam in Yod HaZoko corroborates the text that the Bes Yosef cites. The answer is there is no stira between the two texts, because it all depends. The text that we have has reference to it to Kiyu by Susi, who was raised in a Jewish way, and then he joined it to Kiyu by Susi. And the Rambam in Hilchei Shechita, when he says that Shchitosi Bifoneinu is Muteres, has reference to Zukum by Susim, not the first generation Zukum by Susim, but the second generation Zukum by Susim, who were raised by parents who was Zukum by Susim. So anyway, so the din of the Rambam, the halach of the Rambam is that if someone is a kefir, but he was a tinek shenishbo, he was raised that way, he does not have a din of a mumul chaterekule, and he is not kakum chodvav. Now we explained that. That's on the basis of the special zelzakosu of kolakifah bavelizore. Kilu made him chater kule. So the question. So you raise the question. What does it mean kolakifah bavelizore? Kilu made him chater kule. If he's kifah bavelizore and he's made him chater kule, so we have to learn out from the posik. V'chisisbu v'sasu es kolam mitzvahs. So you have to learn out that Kol Akiva Bavrizore is Kimu Meid B'Cholat Rekule. Naturally, if he won his Kimu Bavrizore and he's made B'Cholat Rekule, so he's made B'Cholat Rekule. I mean, how could it? I mean, this is a plain identity. So, and what does it mean? Kol Akiva Bavrizore and he's not made B'Cholat Rekule. So Kimu Meid B'Cholat Rekule. So that means that if someone is Kimu Bavrizore and he's an atheist, so he has a din of Yisroel Gomor. I mean, how is it conceivable? I mean, the Rambam says that someone is an apkeres iskin for mikre adas, so he's kakum cholov. The answer is without his special zasakosuv. So then we would say that if someone doesn't believe in the Torah, so memeila is a mumal chaterikule. What's the real mumal chaterikule? The real mumal chaterikule is one who abandoned the Torah, a mishumet, who converted himself. Now it doesn't make any difference whether someone converts himself by letting a certain water be poured over him, or he abandons the Torah. So memeila, if somebody doesn't believe, he should have a din of emission of emunah chaterikul. He doesn't believe in the Torah, so he should have it the same din as one who officially and openly abandoned the Torah. Whether he embraces a new faith or not, he should have the same din. So, and even if he's a tinik shenishbo, because vis-a-vis a mishumet, even a tinik shenishbo is a mumal chaterikule. And that's the real mumal chaterikule. That's the real mumal chaterikule. Mumal avrizore has a din of a mumal chaterikule, but it's not the real mumal chaterikule. Michal Shabi Faresye has a din of a mumal chaterikule, but he's not mamish, the real mumal chaterikule. The real mumal chaterikule, according to the Rambam, is a mishumet, as the Rambam says in the Cheshire. Shnayim im amumre. So one is who accepts another faith, even if he is not a kefir, but he accepts, he embraces another faith because of a career, because of other reasons. So he is a mishumet. In other words, a mishumet, that's the real mumal chaterikule. And a mumal avrizore is a mumal chaterikule. It means he has a din of a mumal chaterikule. So ligabi mishumet, even if he's a tinik shenish, but still is a mumal chaterikule. It's not based upon the maisa avera. So mainly without exeris hakosuf, we would say that someone is kefir bateiro, even though he's an onus. All right, so he's an onus. So mele, the halacha of merinu lemailin doesn't apply, but a mumal chaterikule, din of a mumal chaterikule, he should have, and should be takum chovov. But we have a special zakosuf. So what's the pshat in zakosuf? The pshat in zakosuf is not that it an onus in apikosis does not have a din of a mumal chaterikule. The zakosuf tells us that we consider him as if he had been a minor. Even though Bimtzias is not Maimin B'teiro, but he's not Maimin B'teiro because he's an onus. So then we consider him as if he's a Maimin B'cholatirikon. To the Maimin B'cholatirikon. So that's the Shinez Aram. Vimshir v'neinu v'ter ha-shinu k'akom l'shinu n'monim l'im alo ikul kam v'yarashbo kosa. אם שוחד בין לבין עצמי, אפילו מחית הקצה יסבוס על הנסלי, אסור שכל מצווה שנקסו בבתיו אפילו ירזיקו בוי, אין סמכים בו, עליהם. In other words, אין סמך עליהם. In other words, that we pass, the Rashbo passes like a Tanakhama, that the important thing is ksive, not arzik. And if it's not ksive בתיו, so he kusis choshev, he paskins like the Tanekame. There are three mandomas, Tanekame, Rebbe Elezer, Rebbe Shimon Gamliel. So the Rashi paskins like Tanekame. That the important thing is ksiva. He is leachod. The absolute lishri. We come al Yisrael al Yodei. O Yisrael, O Yisrael, she Yisrael. We come apostle al Yodei psulim. באמת לא אמורים שישכל אפוסל בדובר שישי סניבילה כי אם בבי שתמרו בשל קונה אבל ישכו בחוצי קונה וגמר ישראל יודי כשאירו because it shouldn't be worse than חוצי קונה פה הוי הישראל אפוסל איזה משקל יחוד ושאיך תמצאו לו let's say ישראל and the goy hold one סכין ושאיך וינצור אוכלים הרם כל יחוד סכין ביודי לא אם יבואים משקיד הזה ישראל, אלא על די יציר, הפוסל, אלא אפילו שוחד כל איך הותחו בשל סימן, איפסו. All right, now.
Sebes. Shchina de Chovin Beila, Afilu Kodmim, Afilu Yishila Bis Chovin, Kigen Gerteisho, Afilu Achen Rein Eisel. Mumer Eichon Eberisle Tov, Yisroel Benixake Vene Eisele, Umut Alecho Mishretosei, Afilu Yishchit Beila Vene Atzmei, Vihu Sheyedi Beishyede Yilche Shchiti. So in other words, it doesn't pass like the two. The two mention the name of the Rashba that vis-a-vis Mumer Echavirus Litov, we applied the aloche of Rev Mitzins Ashrit and Mumchene. But the Mordechai in the Ran, Achelik, so the Mechaba passes completely like the Mordechai in the Ran, not like the Shite of the Rashba. ואם לא יבולך לסעק עם תחילו עושה לך ומשחתו עושה יד שאין וכן לא ביסי ואין ליתן לך תחילו להישחית אפילו כושר אם אלא גבו בלי שאיב די כלי כושר אז עסק עם תחילו על וישמח שאין וכן לא ביסי so in connection with someone a Jew whose knowledge in הלכה שחיתה is not determined so they are the game say that it's all right לך תחילו to let him share with the expectation of testing him immediately afterwards. Because over there, even if he'll forget, so it'll still be muta de'evet. Mashenkin here, if he'll forget, so then it'll be also de'evet. So maybe you're not allowed lechatchila to rely on the bdike that we expect to make later on. Maybe he'll forget. Mi she'shochat. והייצי טחים פה פעם אחס מתחס יודי אם להוזק בכך מוטלך להקי משחיתו עושה מכל מוקים דונים בו זה לפרי סינה דיים ועוד מה שייך הייתם כבר נכשל ורגליים לידובו מעביר הנעשה מריק שיר השלמת גימו now the רמו אם took this thing from the Marik. Now, the Marik's din, we hadn't seen an Aleph. We hadn't seen an Aleph in Marik's din. Now, that's the last Sif in Simen Aleph. Sif Yud Aleph. Sheikh had Sheheid Olof Eid Echot, Sheshochat Sheloi Kehegen. Vihu Matrishen. Because Marik Shita is that Aloche of Komokim Shemina Tevedach Dach Kishnayim applies to Idechon and Bisson as well. So merely the Sheikh, the one who in effect testified that he was Sheikh properly, so he had credibility of two. Now when somebody else comes and says you didn't Sheikh it properly, he has only credibility of one. So in Dvor Shal Echot, Bimokim Shnai, Yid Echot Ba'akho Shal Afko, Vo'eid Atzmei Mut Al Echel Mikan Lahabo. In other words, but this eight, so from this behemoth, he cannot check, because Shavin Afshetich Adi Yisure, how can this eight eat from this behemoth? But let's say, the same Sheikhet, against whom this Yid Echot testified, that he didn't check properly, is going to shecht other behemoths, so even this aid will be allowed to eat. Why? But, after all, according to the testimony of this idechot, this sheichet was sheichet improperly, so it's hates its reim for mitachas yodeh, still he's allowed, so even though he's not allowed to eat of this specific shchite, because Shavya Nafshi Tichad Yisure, but other Shchites is allowed to eat. He's allowed to eat. So, the Marik says, because it's not Shayach to say Shavya Nafshi Tichad Yisure, just because this aid testified that this Sheikhet was Sheikhet improperly. Because let's say that he was Sheikhet improperly. But if he does Shuve, so he's already capable of Shechting. So, Bimele, we don't say Shavin Ashtar Yisrael. So the pashtus of that Marik is that here we cannot apply the aloche of Shavin Ashtar Yisrael. In other words, here we don't believe, we don't accept the testimony of the Idechot, because in Dvor Shalachot Mokim Shnai. So we accept the testimony of the Shochet that even this Shchita was done properly. But there is Halokha Shavar Avshetech Lissoy. Relative to oneself, one has nemones even when his testimony is in conflict with the testimony of 1,000 Keidim children. So that's the Halokha Shavar Avshetech Lissoy. Since this Ideachot said that I saw that the Shechet made a shia, made a drosa, made a chlode in this behemoth, so maybe he's not allowed to eat of this behemoth. So one could argue, since he's not allowed to eat of this behemoth, because relative to himself, we accept the testimony of this aid, that the Shechet was minabel this behemoth, so maybe he shouldn't be allowed to eat of the other shechites of this Shechet either. So he says, no, it's not shayach to say Shavu Nafshetel Nisue, because by saying that this behemoth was nishchetu improperly, he did not say, in effect, that all the shchites of the Shechet are nevuim. Because, let's say, it will be established that he was Shechet, that he was Menabel. So, if he'll do tshuve, he'll be able to shecht all the time. So Mele, this aid did not assert upon himself the shchite, the other shchites of the sheikh. That's all that the Marik says. But the Rambam deduced from this Marik that even if it was established, if it is established that he was a tzitrei for Pamachas, so we can continue eating the other shchites of the same shechet. So the shach is masik on this Ramon. This marik has no bearing upon the case where it was established that the shechet was minabel once. The Marik only discusses the case where it wasn't established. But an aid said, so this aid is not allowed to eat of that shchite, but of other shchites he is allowed, of the same shechet he is allowed to eat. So the Marik explains it, because since we say in Rosh Lech Mokim Shnayim, so we accept the testimony of the shechet, we don't accept the testimony of the aid. But we only accept it relative to himself, because he himself asked it. So he only asked it this behemoth, because he said, in so many words, this behemoth is nevelah. But the other behemoths that this shechet will shecht in the future, this aid didn't say that it's nevelah. So mainly there is no shavu nafshetech l'isure. Masha'im came, if let's say it will become established that a certain shechet was minabil once, so mainly he loses his cheskes kashves, and then he is choshut to be minabil. So why does the Rambam say mi sheshochad v'yitzitrei vo pamachas mitam siyodim liyul v'nikach mutol echalacha kei mishchuto aseh? So the shach is chilek on the Rambam's din. He is chilek on Rambam's din. The shach in Sif Yudal. Alright. Now, Mueli Teof, Sheshochad afilu nishba, Sheshochad misaki yofe, Einin Ermu. And this also involves a very big chiddush. He says that in Mueli Teof, that was sheichet, afilu nishba, Sheshochad misaki yofe, is Einin Ermu. Now, what the Bes Yosef says, and especially the way the Taz understood the Bes Yosef is very strange. Now, let's see Taz, Sivov, what he says. Eine nemon tikro choshed al ha-shvue, do mush beveimid mar sinayu, al ha-shchit. Now, the halacha is that if someone is a verset naveres, is a choshed, so he's only choshed al-eisidov. That means, if somebody was Eivir on the Issa of Shue, so he's not Nemon of the Shue. If someone is Eivir on the Issa of Nevele, so he has no Nemon as Ishri. So la choshud alei shidovo lidonim lemini.
But if somebody is choshud, let's say achil yontev, so he's still nemon and shchit,
because he's not a choshud in that inyan. A choshud alei shidovo so lidonim lemini bei shidovo, but bidovaracher. He's done Ilumide. He's done Ilumide. Now, here we have Imumalitov. So he is addicted to which he said? Of Kol Nivelo Lo Yisecheir. That is the Aver in which he's, to which he's addicted. So he should have no, but, so he has no Nemones Yishchid. But the Mechaba says that not only he doesn't have Nemones Yishchid, even if he takes Yishmue, now, we never saw him violate the Shvue. So why should we be chesed him that he blessed his swore falsely? But after all, he's only choshed on that avere. Now, the Yisrael of Lesir with Mila Shokyar is not the same avere as Lesir Hukon Nevelo. And he is a choshed only on the Lesir Hukon Nevelo. So let him be choshed on that love, but not on the Yisrael of Lesir with Mila Shokyar. So the Rish Yosef explains it in a seemingly very strange way. He says that he is already a choshut on the Yisrael of Shvuah also. Why? Because every Jew is mushbevei mitmar Sinai and the mitzvah Torah. So if somebody, let's say, was either on the Yisrael of Nevele. So that means he was also Eivir on the Shvue Mar Sinai. So what does that mean? What does that mean? That every time you are Eivir in mitzvah of the Torah, you are also Eivir the love of Lisishbo Shvina Shokia. That's a very big chiddush. Milom Mishaman. So then it should follow that when one, let's say, fails to put on tefillin one day, or any mitzvah Torah, or to eat matzah Pesach night, or to eat in the suki. Now he's a mushbevei mitmar Sinai and all the mitzvahs at all. So that means that in view of the fact that he was a Jew mihar Sinai, to eat matzah and not to fail to eat matzah, that he was even allowed to receive from Ashokar. I mean, but this is how it's mashma. In the name of the Chochoshed al Ashwe, the homush beveim it mar Sinai hu ala shchiti kein kosa besyose b'shem l'meid v'teimeli m'mashi kosa b'chish mishpe tzimel ha-medalet the impos leides in shvue elo beiver avir shiish b'malkis uveiver ala shvue amrin shom di posu v'afilu beiver l'acher m'cho me'atzigo because that's also shvue uv'mashi ksafti hoche v'chol avir amrin on deiver al mashi mush b'mar Sinai hoyol on ulif sil kol avir avir ואפלאים במלכס, דחים דחן לי מהן לי, כיוון, דחן לי מהן לי מה שנשבע. Here we say that אפילו נשבע ששוחד בסך יופי. In the name of, but the Allah is that Yehoshud is not Nemun al Yisidobo, but al Dobo Racher is Nemun. Now, he is only Yehoshud and Yvele, but he was never seen violating Yishuah. Or swearing falsely. So why isn't he Nemon when he swears that he was Sheikhed Misakin Yofi? The answer is because he's a Choshut. But he's only a Choshut in Veiles, not in Shvua Sheker. So the Yosef says, no, since he's Mushbe, Mar Sinai, not to eat Neveiles, so if he eats Neveiles, so he's not only Iver, the Yisea of the Vele is even the Yisrael of Shvue too. So then why does the Shulchan Aruch say that only certain Averes you become postulates on the Shvue? Averes Sheiv Malkes. But Averes Sheiv Malkes, you don't become postulates on Shvue or Lades. Let's say somebody who talks Loshon Hora is kosher Lades, he's kosher Shvue. But Loshon Hora, there is no Malkes for it. But it's a love the Raise, so it's Mushbe Mar Sinai. So he was Eivir the love of Shvue as well. So he should be a Choshna Adobo, he don't let me either. So obviously, the Pshat is not that that aflo nishba sheshochet misak miyofein in Hemon, because since one is mushbe mahar Sinai, so mimele is eivea. So mimele is eivea the love. So is eivea the love of the seizure from Ashoka. But the pshat apparently is, in other words, that if someone, but that now that could be explained. I mean, in other words, that since it's a halacha of choshut. So since it's a halacha of choshut, now the Gemara explains it that way. So in other words, so if someone, when we say choshut al adovo, loydonev loyidei, it doesn't mean dafke that he's choshut only on that avere that he was able, of which he's guilty. It means, after all, what difference does it make to a Jew whether he's either this Yisrael or that Yisrael? I mean, if he has Yerushalayim, so he will not be either any Yisrael. And if he doesn't have Yerushalayim, so just as he is ready to violate one Yisrael in order to gratify his appetites, his tithes, so he is ready, he's capable of being given another Yisrael in order to gratify his avers. So in other words, so we say that if someone is a mumalitov, so what does it mean mumalitov? And this is how the Gemara explains it. What does it mean someone is a mumalitov? Mumalitov means that he actually is concerned on the Yisrael of the veil. He's very much concerned. He has an element of Yerushalayim in his heart. But he cannot overcome his temptation. In other words, if he's faced with that, or with that dilemma of either gratifying his appetites, of eating the vela that he likes, he enjoys, or just resist the temptation, so he cannot resist the temptation. He succumbs to temptation. So just as we see that this person, now he wouldn't be eaten veil just like that, but he's ready to behave the love of Nevela in order to gratify his appetites, his desire, his tithes. So mele, so he's choshut that the same temptation can impel him to behave the Yisrael of Shuvah Shekhar too. Because what difference does it make to him? I mean, what difference does it make to him? Whether it's this Yisrael or that Yisrael, he knows that the Yisrael of Nevele is a love device. And still, he's ready to do it in order to gratify his title. So, he's capable of violating another Yisrael also, if he will be impelled by the same title, by the same temptation. Now, this is what the Gemara says. Ayin Rashbo, Ostes, Ayin Rashbo Sheikhia Berayis Trukis. Vitzorchim, he's not masik on the din of the Rashbo. Vitzorchim, halei gimore aruchayi, b'feri gimul di Sanhedrin, di mum areich onivelis liteovei, li divrei hakil posu, u plige bin mum areich onivelis lachis. So there is a machlekes between Abai and Rove as to whether a mum areich onivelis lachis is kosher ladies or not kosher ladies. So Abai, this is one of the Yalkigam, and here we pass like Abai, that Mumerich Nevilis Lahachis is postulated. Why? Because he's a Rosh. There is a Lafshi Yish B'Malkis. But according to Rove, there is no Psul Eides for any Avere for which there is Malkis. The only Psul Eides that there is, according to Rove, is only Rosh Lechomos. What does a Rosh Lechomos mean? A Rosh Lechomos means a Ganef, a Gazlen, someone who takes away, who is dishonest, who takes away the moment of others, Shaloi Kedin. That's a Rosh Lechomos. He is postulated according to Rabbi. But someone who is not a Rosh Lechomos, because the Torah says Al Toshes Eid Chomos, so only a Rosh Lechomos is postulated. But someone who is not a Rosh Lechomos, let's say someone who eats Nevelis Lachis, and many Rishonim point out that Lachis Deya doesn't mean Lachis Mamish, because if Lachis Mamish, so then he certainly postulated. But it means any makpit. So Mimele, according to Rove, someone who is not makpit to eat Niveles, even though it's a lafshi yish b'malkes, so he's not postulated. There is no psul of a roshe, not a roshe chomos. Only a roshe chomos is possible. Only a roshe chomos is possible. This is what Rove says. Still Rove is made that Mumareich Nevilis Liti Oven is postulates. So it's a strange thing. Mumareich Nevilis Lahachis, not Lahachis Mamish, but in the Makpid. So is postulates, is koshalates. But Mumareich Nevilis Liti Oven is postulates. So there are two pshat in Rishonim. Some Rishonim explain this din of Rove on the basis of Rosh Lechomos. Because Rosh Rove is chilik and abaye, and he holds that stam Rosh is not postulates. Even a Rosh of an avere that involves malchus, but only Rosh Lechomos. So, what is Rosh Lechomos? So, one type of Rosh Lechomos is if he's ever an avere that involves lekichas momen acherim, like ganev, gazlev, and veribis, lekiach sheichad, and so on. But then there are some Rishonim who say that any avera that a person does because of money makes him a Rosh Lechomos. So there are some Rishonim who explain that the reason is why Rove says Mumareich Nevelis Lahachis is Koshalates. But Mumareich Nevelis Litovim is possible. Why is Litovim worse than Lahachis? The answer is, if it's Lahachis in the Makpi, it is not a Rosh Lechomos. But if it's Litov, if like this, he wouldn't eat Nevele. But he only eats Nevele in order to save money. Because Nevele is cheaper. So then, he does it Machmas Mome. So then he acquires a Chalishem Rosh Lechomos. In other words, Rosh Lechomos doesn't mean Davke. An Avere that involves, Lekichas Mome, any Avere that a person does because of money, so gives him a shem of Rosh Lechomos. This is how some Rishonim explain it. And then other Rishonim explain it, and the Biur Agro is in line with the Shita of the other Rishonim. That Enoch Nami, that Rosh Lechomos is only one who is either Avera of Likichas Mamon, like Ikamef, Ikazlem, Alberim, is Likich Sheikh, and so on. But an Avera, if somebody is even Avera because of Mamon, that it doesn't give him a shem of Rosh Lechomos. But why is Mumareich Nevilis Liti Oven postulates, whereas according to Rove, Mumareich Nevilis Lehachis is kosher? So it's not because of the psul of Rosh. Rosh, according to Rove, has to be Rosh Lechomos. Mumareich Nevilis Liti Oven is not a Rosh Lechomos, but because of the psul of Choshut. So in other words, since he is ready to eat nevele in order to gratify his appetites, his time is, so he is capable of being given the iser of the sheker in order to gratify his appetites. Maybe somebody hired him and is paying him money in order to testify falsely. So like this, no Jew is a choshut, but this Jew, we know that he wouldn't eat nevele just like that. But so he has some Yerushalayim in him.
in his heart. Still, in order to gratify his appetite, his tithes, he is ready to do that which he himself is particular. So Memele, maybe he will be able to say of Elishekel also. So that's the pshat. This is how the Gemara explains it. Mumer litovim shishochet afunish b'shochem sakni yofe inenem. Mumer litovim shishochet bein oliv ha'atzme. V'yeshi misakni yofe v'shini yofe v'ima shebiyofe shochet nem. V'afilu in nimtso bos, that's the din of the Rajbo, the two mentioned in the Rajbo. V'afilu in nimtso bos abiyode, im yesh mumchim b'iyo nem on leima mumche shochet. Mumer lahachis, that means lahachis mamish. Afilu dobrecho. אוי שהוא מומר להבין חובי, הוא לחלצה בפרס, אוי שהוא מומר לכל התאירי אף לחוץ בשתיים אלו, די מגיעו את חובי. Now that's Rabbi Yeruchem's deal. When we learned Chum, so we discussed it. Rabbi Yeruchem is מדייק from the Gemore, we came to hate this המומר, that besides a din of מומר חתרי כולה, in regard to Ibn Avizore, מחלשה בפרסיה, there is a third מומר חתרי כולה. There is a third one of Chatei Kulei. So he's Medayik from the Roshan Gemara, the Rafei. Rafei Omed Aleph. Mikem lekulchem, lehit es abu. Mikem bechoem cholakti, vroi bumis, min abeim olof, miyon ishtim abeim olof. מכאן אמור, מקבלים קורבנות מפי שישראל כדי שיעזו בהם בתשובה, חוץ מהמומה מנשאיה עם חלשה ורסי. הוגו וקשי, אמרת מכם לכולכם ליצס המומה, ועוד אטונה מקבלים קורבנות מפי ישראל וקשי. ראי שמומה לך יותר כולה, מציאות זה מומה לדבר האחור, אי מסייפה, חוץ מהמומה מנשאיה עם חלשה ורסי, היי מומה ריח דומה, אם מומה לך יותר כולה, היי מראי ש, ואם מומה לדבר האחר, אחות, קשי מציאות זה לאו, הורקומה, חוץ So the Gemara is here implying that the Reisha discusses one type of Emunah Chatrei Kulei and the Seife discusses something else. Because if the Reisha, the Seife, reiterates the Reisha, so then there is no kasha. When the Gemara says, Hai Mumah Hechadom, Emunah Chatrei Kulei, Hai Nereisha. Hai Nereisha, what's wrong? No. So the price wouldn't repeat, so it's superfluous. So obviously the Reisha is referenced to one type of Emumah, and the Seife is referenced to another type of Emumah. How does the Gemara explain the Seife? Chutz min ha'mumer nasayayin l'chal shabbos v'aresia. So the Seife already mentions m'chal shabbos v'aresia in l'av l'zor, nasayayin is l'av l'zor. And the Reisha is something else, because the Gemara says, So obviously, besides Mumel Avrizore, and besides Mumel Chalcham Faresie, there is another Mumel Chatekule. What is it? So Rabbi Yeruchem says, someone who is addicted to all Isurim Shebateiro, other than Avrizore and Chalcham Faresie. He has to say other than Avrizore and Chalcham Faresie, because if it will include So maybe it's a mulchater kule on the score of Avrizor and the score of Chavaresi. So what does it mean? What does it mean that he is a mumer all Avrizor except Avrizor Chavaresi? That means he is either all Isur Arayis, he is either the Isar Itziche, he is either the Isar of Achille in Kippur, he is either the Iser of the Velis of Trefes, he is either the Iser of Shkotzim or Mosim, he is either the Iser of Min Tomei, that's like Chazir and so on, he is either the Iser of Shatnes, he is either the Iser of Chvole, he is either all these songs of Eteo. I mean, it's inconceivable. I mean, how could a person be either all these songs of Eteo? So it is a story of that Mumel Hachis who came before the rabbi and told him that he is, for a long time he has been very particular about being either every Issa of the Torah, and he would like to know whether there is one Issa of the Torah that he failed to violate, because after all he's not such a big bookie as the Rav, so maybe the Rav can inform him of one Isa that he wasn't Teva yet. So the Rav told him, there is one Isa you aren't Teva yet. Mabitas Lotas. So how is it possible? How is it possible? I mean that the person should be Eveya. Only Sui Teiro. Except Avrizore and Chilshav Faresi. I mean, how is it possible? And this is how Rabbi Yochem explains the Reishi. Because the Reishi talks of Imumul Hatekul. The Seife talks of another one. So Jew, he doesn't teach Kotzim or Mosim because Nafshi Shalodom Kotzim. He doesn't pick up, you know, insects from the ground and eat them, not because of the Yisrael against Kotzim or Mosim, because Nafshi Shalodom Kotzim. Nafshi Shalodom Kotzim. Because he's not even the Yisrael Yitzchay, because he feels that it's immoral to kill. Or he doesn't kill because he's afraid of the electric chair. I mean, so he, but as far as the Yisrael of the Yitzchak is concerned, he doesn't serve as a deterrent. So even though he's not in the Chalshav Faresi, and he's not an Ilid Abrizore, but if he's a Mumer or full of Averes, in other words, he's so assimilated that he doesn't feel bound by any Yisrael at all. There is not a single Yisrael in the Torah that deters him. But many things, many surim that he's cautious in not violating them for other reasons. But the Yisrael of the Torah, the Suri Torah, do not deter. So this is the Mumul Chater Kule of the Reishi. But in Rambam we saw that what's the real Mumul Chater Kule? A Mishumen. And even, so then you'll say, if he's a Mishume, that means he doesn't believe in the Torah. And he's made in another faith, so he's a mean. No. So the Rambam mentions an example of someone who embraces another faith because of career, because it's not good to be a Jew. And it's much better to be a Goy. So he's not a kefir, he's not a mean, but if he embraces another faith, a Mishume, so he's a Mumul Chater Kule. He's the real Mumul Chater Kule. He's the real Mumul Chater Kule. Ibn Abizore has a din of a Mumul Chater Kule. And you see that Ravonon helped that Ibn Abizore does not have a din of Mumul Chater Kule. But, and we don't pass like Ravonon. So it means that Ibn Abizore, who is not a Mishumet, also has a din. But he only has a din of Mumul Chater Kule. But the real Mumul Chater Kule is a Mishumet. So where did the Rambam get that? From this Gemara in Chum. Now, the Mechaber mentions Rabbi Yeruchem Shimon. And of course, it goes without saying that Rabbi Yeruchem would be made to the Rambam's din that the Mishumed is the real Mumul Chater Kule. Because if we explain Rabbi Yeruchem the way we just said, that it doesn't mean Chutz Mishtai Milu that he is Mamesh Eivir, only Surat Eire. Only Surah Rayes, Boal Imei, Boal Pitei, Boal Kalosei, I mean Boal Achisei, I mean it's inconceivable, it's practically impossible, I mean there's such a thing. So what does he mean, Chutz Mishtai Meilu? He means that he doesn't care for any Israel, he doesn't care for any Israel. And if he'll be disposed to kill, so he'll kill, I mean, the Lisiyotzach will be no deterrent to him. And he'll be disposed to be Boalime, he will do it. This love of Elva Simcha Lisigale, will be no deterrent to him. So, and if he'll be disposed to each Kotzim or Mosim, so will each Kotzim or Mosim. I mean, the love of against Kotzim or Mosim will be no deterrent. So, he is a Mumul Chater Kule. Why is he Mumul Chater Kule? Because according to Rabbi Yeruchem, so the Rambam probably would not agree with Rabbi Yeruchem. According to Rabbi Yeruchem, so if somebody is not bound by any mitzvah of the Torah, so he's also like a Mishumet. What is a Mishumet? A Mishumet is one who abandons the Torah. And if someone does not feel bound by any Yisrael of the Torah, it's not a question of temptation.
because he wants to lead a pleasurable life without temptations. He just doesn't feel bound by the by any sort at all. So he's like a mishumet. So he's considered as if he officially abandoned the Torah. Some male. So this is the sheep. But of course, it goes without saying that the mishumet mamish will certainly be a mumel hater kol ekor et Rabbi Yochem. But Rabbi Yochem mentions a big chiddush that even if he didn't embrace another faith, and even though he didn't officially say that he abandoned the Torah, he's made his atzmi b'chol Yisrael. But if he just acts like a goy and he doesn't feel bound by any of the mitzvahs at all, the mitzvahs at all don't exist for him. So then he's also like a mishumet. So he has a din of a mumel chater. Umish nechayshes b'shchite veichu neveles b'loy teov aval pishay neisel hachis dinei ki mumel hachis. Before I said that the Rosh does discuss this kind of a but this is not what the Torah has reference to when he says Adin Yovir Rosa. But he does discuss this case. In other words, so the Bes Yosef is midayik from the Roshan of the Rosh, from the Roshan of the Rosh, that if someone is a mumer, is in a matpit in eating the melee, in other words, not lachis mamish, but it's not literal, he just doesn't care. Even when he has kosher meat available, he is ready to eat the non-kosher meat. In a makpit, so shchitos is nevel. Now, but the Bes Yosef is medayik from the Roshan of the Rosh, that according to the Rosh, shchitos is nevel. Not because when he in a makpit, so he has a din of a mum al hachis, and a mum al hachis is a din of a min. I mean, in line with the shite of the Berech Abayi is the whole. Because if that had been the reason, so the Rosh wouldn't limit it dafke to any makpit in the veiles. How about any makpit in shatnes? How about any makpit in Yom Tev? How about any makpit in any Yisrael? And the Bes Yosef mentions the name of the Rosh only in regard to someone who is in Cheshit B'Shchit. So then it's Shchitos Nevele. But suppose someone is not makpit for the Yisrael of Shabbos. He doesn't care. Not literal. In other words, even when he has two jackets to put on, which are equally nice and equally attractive to him, so he doesn't mind putting on a jacket of shatnes. So he is in a makpit in shatnes, but it's not lachis mamish. So in regard to such a mumer who is in a makpit in shatnes, the Rosh would say that his shchitosi is certainly ksheo. Shchitosi is certainly ksheo. I mean, he can even shech, the Rosh shite is not like the Rambam. So even with outsakim bein, bein iksakim in Eisnele, so according to the Rosh, he'll be able to shech. So he says, but if let's say somebody will believe the shatnis lahachis mamish spitefully, then according to the Rosh, shchitos will be nevele because he's kakum chodro. But if somebody will be in a makpit in shatnis, so shchitos is kshero. But if he'll be in a makpit in nevele, then shchitos will be nevele. Why? Because the Torah says vizovachto. So vizovachto implies two things. One thing that vizovachto implies is that he has to be mitzuve anzvich. Let's say goy is not mitzuve anzvich. A goy is not mitzuve anzvich. And then the other thing that vizovachto implies is that he has to be zoyer anzvich. He has to be zoyer anzvich. So mumarech nevilas litovim is zoyer anzvich. Because wherever his appetite is not affected, so then he'll be very zoyer. He'll refrain from eating nevele as long as his appetites will not remain unsatisfied. So then he'll refrain.
forbidding the veil.
But whenever it's a question of a temptation, so then he succumbs to temptation. So Mubarech Lemilisli to open is considered Zoya Bizich.
So Mashein Kein is considered Zoya Bizich. But Mumea Lilveles, in a Makbid,
he is considered any Zoya, so he's not a Bazvich. Mashein Kein in a Makbid is Shatnes, so then he's certainly a Bazvich. Right.
Mumea Lechel Mishar Aviles in Zorich Limdich Lissak, Ula Rambam Zorich, Vidavke Bimumea Lavire, Abu Mishu Posel. Ladies, Babir, Mavir, Shaltero, in Zorch, Lidin, Lissaki, Nafil, Rambam. So, in other words, Miuim, Post Ladies, Mishum Shoch, Niveles, Aval Pishin, Mumma, Likach, Kim Shu Hosh, Dach, Niveles, Dinik, Mumma, Likach.
Now, this, in other words, so the Bes Yosef says that even according to the Rambam, who says that the Mumma, Lishor, Aviles, not Dafke, Niveles, he cannot share, and it's necessary to be Vedic Sakim in this way. But there is still a distinction between Mumel in Veles and Mumelish li Mishara Veles. Because Mumelish li Mishara Veles, only if he's addicted. And addicted means, some of the Nisikilim say that addicted doesn't mean even three times. It means addicted means that he's completely addicted. He does it all the time. Even though it's little. But he does it all the time. So what does it mean, addicted? Addicted means, some of the Nisikilim say, that according to the Rambam, so, a mumel li shor averes, let's say, mumel li shatnes, or whatever, so he cannot shecht, he's vidik sakim in Eisnele, only if he's addicted to it. And what does it mean, addicted? Even if he was eager 10 times, but if every time he's presented with an opportunity of being Eiver and Det and Avere, he has a conflict. There are certain people. So when they are faced with temptation, they have a conflict. So even though most of the time they succumb to temptation, but as long as he has a conflict, so he's not considered a Mumer. Who is considered the Mumer? Lishor Averes, in other words, if he trained himself so much in the Teoven that he doesn't even have a conflict. He does it, you know, it's a routine thing for him. So, that kind of a Mumer Lishor Averes, so he requires Bikasaki. But, in regard to Nevele, so it doesn't make any difference whether he's addicted. It's not even necessary that he should be Eiver three times. As long as he was Eiver once, so maybe he's a choshut. So we require Ptikasaki. So this is what he says. Miu im posl leides mishu shochel neveles, aval pishin mumalikach, kib mishu choshut lechel neveles, dinik mumalikach. And with that distinction, we can answer the kashe of Mishel Ovdu Nignu Vuloi Gdoyov. So the machleik is between Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yisi Aglili, whether in the case of Ashpo Shebebayis, I mean Bishuk, not Ashpo. So, but if Nignivu, so the question is Nignivu, so Iganev did it. So he's a mumer, Yidovarechot. So how can we rely on Ishrite? So the answer is Nidnivo. So we only know that he stole. But it doesn't mean that he's addicted to Gnevi. And even let's say now we mentioned in the case of Rav Gamvi Yisrael. So if it's a case of Rav Gamvi Yisrael, so there it is If it's a case of Reb Gamli Yisrael, so is a professional ganef too? I mean, so we could say that Reb Gamli Yisrael, when Rishayim speak of Reb Gamli Yisrael, they do not mean, you know, the way when we say ganovim. So whom do we have in mind? We don't mean someone who was nichshol in neivim. Such a person we wouldn't call a ganef. When we speak of ganovim, we mean professional ganovim. Professional ganovim. Who do it constantly. But when the Rishonim say Reb Gamli Yisrael, so then it's muter, Harishon Nignevulo, Ikdoyov, and then Motzu. So if in the city is Reb Gamli Yisrael, so muter lechem shchetosei, so now according to the Rambam, so true that even according to the Rambam, so he's only a choshud if he's addicted. But if it's Reb Gamli Yisrael, so that means that most of the professional ganovim are Jews. So it's muta in such case. But if most of the professional ganovim are Jews, so then he's choshut, he's choshut l'nabil, so you could say that Reb Gamli Yisrael doesn't mean Reb Gamli Yisrael professional ganovim, that the rov of the professional ganovim. It means rov of those who are nichshol sometimes in Neve Yisrael. But there are no professional ganovim. But that will involve a little bit of a deyachak, because the usual pshat in Reb Gamli Yisrael means that in the role of the professional ganovim in the city are Yisrael. So then it's muta lechem shutosei. But according to the Rambam, why is it muta lechem shutosei? But if we say that muma means someone who is addicted, and he's always there, and he doesn't even have a conflict. I mean, that Issa doesn't exist. Some mele, Reb Gamli Yisrael, there are certain ganovim who are ganovim professionally, but still, every time they do that, so they have a conflict. So in such a case. So the Rambam would be made that he doesn't require tikasaki. Alright. So mu impossible is Mishum Shekhon Vela Safal Pishin Mumalekach. Keep Mishu Hoshid Lachon Vela is Dinik Mumalekach. Mumale all is Dinik Mumala Verachs. We may ne orel and Lishemese Ochel Machmas Mile, Hare Kisho Yisroel Kosh. Kusi o Yidne Dinik Yvikhobin. Zduki by Susi, him and Shoch Machatonic by his Talmud and Tignes is Sechi. She also tabus raw, we manin Tirsh about pay. Shritos Nasor and Kishoch to Vahirim in Gabayan, we can both call him Saki. Mosar Dinik Mumer Ushritos Ipso, Vyesh Machir. Now, so there is a machlekes between the Taz and the Shach. So there are 2 days in regard to Mosar. So with the first Loshin, one Loshin is Machir, that the shchite is ksheir. And then the first lashon is that the shchite is psula. So the shach says the shchite is psula, it means mosar dine kimu l'chol ha'tere kule keinu k'muma l'chol ha'tere kule. So it's like Michal Shabri Fares keinu b'ago es ha'ofese b'shein rabmi Yitzchok Yozorua u'mevi da'ak imeish. So that the pshat of the raj of the shach we understand very well, because Moser, so according to the first shite, the Agoyes Alfese, so he has a din of a mumu chater kule. After all, we see that in Moser is Merin Lemailin, even though Merin Lemailin has nothing to do, does not necessarily have to do with mumu chater kule. Michal Shabri Faresi is certainly mumu chater kule, and Michal Shabri Faresi is Mailin Veloy Merinin. But we see that Moser is Gorua, then is a more serious Roshe. Another Rishon, Moser. So Memele, there are certain Rishonim who say that he has a din of imum al chaterikule. This is the Shach's pshat. The Taz says Moser dinik imumea, hainik imum al itov. The real. Now the question is this: how can we explain this Ramor according to the Taz? The Ramor mentions 2 days. Moser dinik imumea roshutos ipsu. So, Bishlemi, if we explain it like the Shach,
that the first lashon that says Mosad Nikimum Marim means Kimum Chatere Kule, and even if Achirim Reini say in Beit Kinsaki, so Shchitos Yasuro because Ikakum Chodovo. So then you understand that the other Shita holds no. Mosar is Mechidin Lemailin, Mosar is Gorua, is much Gorua than the Michal Shabbat Faresie. Because Michal Shabbat Faresie, there is a Chiyuv of Atzole, Mosar, there is no Chiyuv of Atzole. But as far as Mumu Chatere Kule is concerned, so on the contrary. So Michal Shabbat Faresi is a Mumu Chatere Kule, and Mosar is not a Mumu Chatere Kule. One has nothing to do with the other. But according to the Taz, that Mosar, the first Loshin in Ramo, Mosar Dini Kimuma means Kimuma Litiobim. Now what does it mean Kimuma Litiobim? Mumu Litiobim what? Neveles? He's not an Eichel Neveles? How can we say that he's an Eichel Neveles? So it means that Mosar Dini Kimuma Ushchitos Ipsulo means he has a din of a Mumu Litiobim Lishoratma. Not Linveles. So then, how can then the Ramo continue and say v'yesh machshirin? So in other words, if the first Losh, when he says Mosar Dini Kimuma, he means Kimuma Litiov, Lidovarechot, so then it's Kimuma Litiov in Lishor Advar, not Neveles, because he is not addicted to Neveles. So Lishor Advar, so it's in line with the Shitas Haramba. It's in line with the Shitas Haramba. So what did he say? V'yesh machshirin? He means drishenim u'achilik and the Rambam. So then it's something else. So it's not a shailim moser. And then what kind of a chiddush is it? Moser dinei kimum erushitosi psulo according to the Rambam. That any avere shatnes, any avere chilyontev shatnes, any avere. So he's been exactly in Eisnilei. So of course, why should the moser be better than a livy shatnes? So I mean, so it doesn't even make sense. So what does the Taz mean? So we have to say, so obviously, when the even according to the Taz, when he says Mosar Dini Kimum Erushitosi Psulo, he doesn't mean that this follows the Shitas Rambam, that the Mumer is short Dvorim, so he's being exactly in this way. He means because the Agui Salfe say does not agree with the Shitas Rambam. So Mumer is short Dvorim, he is not a Choshut in the Vele. But Ligabi Moser is he's made. Ligabi Moser is made. In other words, that if he's such a Roshi that he was able to be Maser, to be Meiser Chaveri Yisroel Akum, so then he's Choshut Linabutu. So even though the Agoyes Alfese is Chelikan and the Shiras Rambam, that's in regard to all other Averes. So just because someone is rogel in the Yisr of Shatnes, he doesn't mean that he's choshut anevel. Masha'im kein, if he's rogel in Misire, if he's a Moser, then he's choshut anevel, he's choshut anevel. So, v'yesh machshirin, because both shites do not accept the shites Rambam, v'gabei mumer v'shor advar. So that's the machlekes. But not that the Taz means that the first lotion of Mosar Dini Kimumea, he means Kimuma Litov Nishatva. And it's like the Rambam Shiri. Alright, his apostle Nishri become a kosher, or she is a kosher become an apostle psuop. A medma amur, she is a apostle become a sheis in a veil. Give me vision to give a coni. Avolim Israel, apostle. Bichotikon, yes, Chotikon epogum is kosher, become a kosher shay. Hoy is all the possible years, Mishaki, Mishaik, the Psula, in Zorlima, in Kolecho Sakine Biodi, Shritas Kay Psula. Here's a Ruav who be deceptive Rishu. So, in other words, that's a deceptive, Vizovachto, Viloish and Nizbechom Aleo, Vizovachto, Viloish is of Rako, Vizovachto, Viloi, she's of Rakay.
שליחוסם בראש על זה, ואין דברים של טעם. שייזיה כשיקרו איזה שייכל משמש איזה ביה בסייה בייסה.
So in other words, that posik deals with tikhay besako. What is the zveyach lav nizore? So that's the isa. That's the isa of tikhay ves or tikhay besako. As a matter of fact, the shittes Rambam is that the lav of lo yidobik biyot chamul men achirem. Which means avrizore, or isovit evil bisech. So there are two lavu that forbid ne hanoye from avrizore, because avrizore is chirem, and isovit evil bisech. So isovit evil bisech means hanoye. So the Rambam says that these two lavu apply not only to avrizore itself; they apply to avrizore. And they apply to Tashmish Avrizore, and they apply to Tikrivis Avrizore. The Ramban is Chilik, and the Ramban says that the two Lavim of the Soviet Evil Bisecho and Lidobi Gotramun Nachirem apply only to Avrizore itself, the idol that is worshipped by the Avrizore. Tashmish Avrizore, that comes within the love of Lisachmid in Eikev, Lisachmid Kesevizor Valeim. What it means, Kesev Yisov Aleim, the tzipuyim that they made, you know, for the Avrizore, the Stashmish Avrizore. These tzipuyim were not worshipped, but they were put on as the decorations, you know, as tzipuyim, as Tashmishim Avrizore. And the Kremes Avrizore, so does not even come within a love, but that's an Isarese. We call Loch Vachalto Mizifre. So this is what the Rosh said.
She says that she eats what she eats, 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 what does it mean? And the Nakum, a goy is not a bar zviche.
So what does it mean? A Nakum is not a goy is not a bar zviche. So most of the poskim explain the Shittes HaRosh that because Anakum is not Muzer al Zviche, is not Muzer al Zviche. Because of that, there's the Kashe, a cotton should not, Shchitosi shouldn't be Ksheiro either. And the Levush, I mean, we had it in the Simen Aleph. So the Levush says that if a cotton shechts, so it's not ksheiro because it's not a barzviche, but that levush is very difficult. So why is it ksheiro if achir reine is someone efshach? If a cotton is not a barzviche, so why is it ksheiro and achir reine is so? Pishlei meligabi get. So the Rabbi Yehuda says that since the baal affects the lishmo, so when a god is a mital gabov of the cotton does the mechanical act of riding. But the Lishmo is affected by the godly Midal Gabov, because they are the Baal, through his Shliches, through his Sivu, so affects the Lishmo. So Memele, if the Baal is Mitzave the Godl, if the Baal appoints the godly Midal Gabov as a Shliach, so then the Lishmo is affected through the godly Midal Gabov. But Shchiti is a simple act. So Memele, if a cotton is not a barzviche, so why is Shchitosik Sheiro if Achir Yonim Nalgabo? So that levush is very difficult, very difficult. But the answer is that a cotton, so the simple answer is that a cotton is a barzviche, even though cotton Ichel Nevele is in Bezden Mitzubin Lafrise, but you're not allowed to be Midraisi, you're not allowed to be Misapi Biyadai. So that means when a cotton eats Nevele, it's a Maisavele. But the Torah was not makpid and the Maisa Averes of Ktana. But it's a simple act. So a cotton is also Shayach in the Yisuri Teiro. Only the Torah is not Makpit and is Potter of Onshin, and it seems that he's not even Muzer. He's not even Muzer and the Yisair. But in Maisa Averes it is. He's a Yisroel. So in Maisa Averes it is.
So when a goy eats nevele, it's not maizavele, it's like a Jew drinking water. So mele, a goy has no shayches with the iser of nevele, but the cotton has a shayches, it's but ravonshin, a maizavele it is. So mele is a mazviche. So anyway,
this is how most poskim explain the shit of the Rosh, that a goy is not a mazviche, oyteshu mazviche,
because only one who is shayach, who is nitztave an zviche. A kotn is also nitztave because it's a maizavere. So, but a goy has no shayches with the din of zavachto, so he's not a bar zviche. But the prichodosh, he says that the pshat in zavachto is because the Torah addresses itself to Jews with zavachto. Thou shalt slaughter. What do you mean thou? Who is the Thou? The Thou of the Yisroel. So we are Mimayitanak.
Mimayitanak. Vatam dichsiv is of achto vichalto. Eise shehu bar zviche. Echoil misifre. In other words, he says, V'nira lecheira nafkemine bin ha-tamim. L'Yisroel she'nimun al-hachis. V'loi l'teom. Rak she'nichei she'ish bizviche. Shel ha-Rambam. Enisa bazeh kesh'achirim rei. She'shochat. Shapir, shall he keep your tero? Elo al zevach shezo zeveach echot naami, di bozel mahan achim rei, avol a rosh, kol sheni mazvicha dain shinchish bilche shchite, li mahan afil kishu Yisroel, li mahan achim rei, u chvor kosa visimen ze li kamon, di yeish machlikes bidin ze bin rosh le aran, di aran machshir bozel bachim rei, vikaim lom ki rosh deisir, u chmishikosu baagoye visimen ze sifei. So, Abol Yefshalim Aki, the Ariyaraj Bomei Viper Shri Shehu Kirosh, Mushikosub Bis Yosef, Vafilhoche Machshi Abimum Al Hachis, Bachir Rei, El Akor Choch, Digam Hu Mikre Bazviche, Kim Shakopon in Nistave Bizviche. So, first he says, and many say that that's Nafkimine, whether we learn it out. From Zavachto, or we learn it out from the posik we call over Chalto Mizifrei, as the Rambam says. If we learn it out from the posik we call over Chalto Mizifrei, then all the Torah says is that a goy is nismayit. An akum is nismayit. But a Jew is not nismayit, even a Jew who is not makpit on the Yisar Nevele. Of course, it's needless to mention that a mumar echon vilas l'teovun. So if achim reili, I mean if we are beating the sakim, so we have no choshe. Maybe he was sheichet with the sakim pogum. So then shchadosik sheiro, because a mumar echon vilas l'teovun is considered to be a bar zviche, not only a bar zviche in the sense that he is mitzuve, a bar zviche in the sense that he cares for the self shel nevele. But he succumbs to temptation. Whenever it is necessary for him to violate the law of the Seichel Kol Nevelo in order to gratify his appetites, his taives, for Nevelo's treves, he does it. But wherever it's not in conflict with his taives, with his temptations, his appetites, so then he's Zoya. So Nevelo, a Mumar Echon Vilsli Tovim, is certainly a Bazvichen. But a mumer who is not makpid, not lahachis mamish, but who is not makpid, so he is not a bar zviche, because bar zviche implies two things. Number one, that he should be mitzuveh an zviche, and number two, that he should be a zoya in the Yisar Nevele, in zviche. But a mumer ich nevele zlitov is considered zoya to a certain extent. It's only he cannot control himself, he cannot overcome his temptation, his appetites. But wherever the appetites are not, whenever it's not in conflict with his taibes, so he's Zoya, so he's certainly considered a bar zviche. But any makbid is considered an any bar zviche. So according to the Rosh Tav, that we learn out from Zavachto, he has to be bar zviche. Bar zviche implies not only that he has to be nitztave an zviche, he has to be makpit an zviche as well.
So Mele, a Mumer, she in Makpit Bishrite, is possible in the Reise to Shech. But according to the Rambam, that we learn it out from the call of Chaltam Zivre, it's only an Akum is Mismayit. But in Israel, is not Mismayit. Then he says, then he rejects that Nafkimine between the Rosh Shite and between the Rosh Shite and the Rambam Shite. So he says, no. Now, and then he himself mentions that the Rosh offers Avon Yefshalem Akev. So he says that this is an Afkimine. Sha'arei da'arei yo'arajbo mevi pireshri shehu ki Rosh k'mo shikosel bes Yosef va'afilu roche machshir bimum el hachis ba'achir mrei el al kol choch digam hu mikre bar zvichei kim shal koponim nitztave bizvichei. So in other words, so it's not that this Nafkimine is no Nafkimine, because he himself mentions that there is a machlekes between the Rosh and the Ran as to whether a mumer eichon yivele sheini makpid b'shrite, whether shritosi yikshei or not. The Ran says that shritosi yikshei, and the Rosh says that shritosi yipsulam in reis. So we cannot say. So he said at first the Nafkimine between the Rambam stam and the Rosh Tam is in regard to Eine Makpid. And then he says, no Eine. Why? Because the Rajbo agrees with the Tam of the Dari, in other words, that the Nakum is Nismayit because of Zavachto, not with the Tam of the Rambam, that the Nakum is Nismayit because we call our Chaltam is Yifrei, and still the Rajbo says, not only that the Mumarech on the Velesh Eine Makpid Zishchit is Ksheiro, Yivachir in Israel Eison. But even Ilahis Mamish is Ksheir. But the Rajbo agrees with the Shite of the Rosh and the Ri that an Akum is Nismayit from Zavachto. So the reasons why an Akum cannot Shecht is because he's not a Bar Zvichei. And still he says that not only in Makpit is Kosher Lishchite, Yivachir in Reinei, so even Ilahis Mamish. So we cannot mention this as an Afkimine. So what does it mean, we cannot mention this as an Afkimine? We cannot mention, the Taz means, we cannot mention this as an Afkimine according to all Rishayim between the Tam of Bar Zviche and the Tam of Zavachto and the Tam we call of Achalta Mizifrei. Because according to the Rajbo and according to the Ran, so they agree that the sheet of the Rosh and the Ri, that the reasons why Akum is possible in Shreit is because he is not a Bar Zvichei, and still they say that in the Makpid he is kosher. And the Rashba says even Lachis Mamish is kosher. So mainly it cannot be mentioned as an Afkimine according to all Rishayim. But according to the Rosh himself, it certainly can be mentioned as an Afkimine, because the Rosh it is. Because the Rosh is that the Eini Makpid Bishchite, so Shchitosi Yipsulam in Reis. Shchitosi Yipsulam in Reis. But it cannot be mentioned as in Afkimine according to all Rishayim. Now, as a matter of fact, we can say, as the Prichodesh says, that the reason as to why the Rajbo holds that not only a mumarech nevelis in the makpid b'shrite is shchitosi yikshei roi vachir v'nison, but even lachis mamish is be, even though the Rajbo agrees with the Ri that the Akum is nismayit from shchite because of his avachto, because the Rajbo, while the Rajbo holds that the Akum is nismayit mishchite because of his avachto, but he holds that the pshat as the avachto is not. The Zavachto implies he has to be Bar Zviche, so he has to be Nitztav al Ashrite, and that's the reason as to why an Akum is possibly Shchit. No, he agrees with the Ri that an Akum is Nismayit from Shchit because of Zavachto, but the Pshatn Zavachto is not Bar Zviche. Pshatn Zavachto is as the Prichodosh says, because when the Torah says Zavachto, the Torah addresses itself to the Jew, to the Israel. Zavachto, thou will be able to slaughter. What thou? It means in Israel, but not in Ochi. So Mimele, there is no aloche of Barzviche, it is aloche, a mute of Akum, of Inochi. So Israel that is not Magbit. So he is in Israel. And even, and according to the Rajbo, so even Lahach is Mamish. But Adar Yishen, Machilik and the Rajbo, and they hold that Lahach is Mamish is Imin. So Imin is, he has the idea of Kakum Chodvorov. So he has the Psulim of Inon Yisrael, of Inakum, of Inochi. But Enoch Nami, we can say that from the point of view of Basvich, if we say that an Akum is Nismayit, not because Vizobachto has reference to Israel, but Vizobachto implies that there has to be a Basviche. So not only does it mimayit Akum, who is not Nistava Basviche, but is mimayit even, he is mimayit one who is not Makrit Mishchitos. All right. So then, anyway, so the Taz says that this nafkimine is not a nafkimine according to Rishini. So what nafkimine would be a nafkimine according to everyone? So we need a nafkimine in Peirush Rambam Zvi Virosh. The Rambam having a taste of muta kim shiyotzo michlal de rabono michlal am viavol now because we're talking about Rambam. Also, because of the rabbonot, which is called Yosef, he gets a gotru. I mean, that Russian, it's not the Yosef, it's the Russian Rambam, get a gotru. I will be Russian with you, also, because of the Minateiro. So that's the shite of the Taz, the Rambam. Actually, it's two, as I mentioned last time, it's two Kyosoyes in the Rambam. Now, the Posig, Petiches bris liyeshivores vizonu achrei aleihem vizofchu aleihem vikoroloch vachalto mizifrei. So the Rambam says that vachalto mizifrei is reference not to shchitas akum, but to shchitas avnizore. Tikreves avnizore. Why? Because the Torah says vizofchu aleihem. The Rambam holds no. But one thing the Rambam cannot deny, that this posik deals not with the goy, who is a non-pagan. The posik certainly deals with a pagan goy. So in this posik, only a pagan nochri is mentioned. So Mimele the Yisea, Vyochalto Mizifrei, that Shchitas Akum is Asuro. So it's not Shchitas Goy is Asuro. Shchitas Imit Kechovim. As a matter of fact, Akum means Imit Kechovim. Only we have a confusion because of the censorship. So many times when it was mentioned Goy, so the censor substituted Akum. But Akum means Imit Kechovim. Akum doesn't mean Goy. Akum means a pagan. So this posik has reference only to an Ivikhomi. But the Gateshov, and Gateshov doesn't mean he adopted Gateshov. Let's say, you see, in other places where Gateshov is mentioned in contrast to Ivikhomi, so it means Gateshov means one who is Mikhaim, all the Zayas. All the Zayas are there. Suppose someone is not a pay, he doesn't worship idols. But he's Mikalaharayas, he's a Ganev, he's a Gazlan, he's a Ritzeach. So he's not a Gateshov. Gateshov means one who is Mikayim Zayim Mitzvah Zmineyach. Mashinkin here, so even, let's say, a Nochri like Arafat, so he's certainly a pagan in the sense that he's even Zaymis in the Neach, he's a Ritzeach and a Gazlan and everything, but according to the Taz, he feels Shech, Shchitosi will not be Asur.
because he's not an Yehuda Mizore. You see. So the Tashita is that according to the if we learn out the if we are might akum from the possible call of a chaltum is ifrei, so only an Eved Kichovim is nismayit midraise. But a Yateish of any goy who is not Eved Amrizore is not nismayit. Mashenkin, if we learn it out from Zavachtos, of course, so Eved Yishov is also nismayit. It's also nismayit. But when the Rambam says that even Eved Yishov is possibly Shreik, that's only the Rambam. But there are two Yesoyes in the Rambam on that. The Rambam says in Perek Dalet Mechashchite Halacha Yud Aleph and Halacha Yud Beis Akum Sheshochat Afal Pi Sheshochat Bifnei Yisrael Bisakin Yofe Vafilo Yokoton Shchitos Nevele Vileike Al Achiloso Min Atere Shenema Vikor Lecho Vochalto Mizifrei Viacha Shehizia Shemo Yechal Mizifrei Atolomeid Shezifrei Oseh Veinidei Mel Yisrael Sheinidei Ahil Cheshchit שני ידי הלך השחיתי וגדר גודל גודרו בטובו שאפילו אקום שני ודאב לזור שחיתו סניבייל So this is the girse we have in פרידאו את מרשחית הלוך ידוויז וגדר גודל גודרו בטובו שאפילו אקום שני ודאב לזור שחיתו סניבייל. So that's in accordance with the sheet of the Taz. But there's another girsi. We get a god el gotro bidovo, sha'afilu kusi, sheniva bizore, not akum. Say, as a matter of fact, I mean, the term akum is certainly an incorrect expression. So I'm sure that it was written in the text, it was written, sha'afilu nochri sheniva bizore, because akum is a contradiction in terms. Akum means Eved Kechovim. So what do you mean? Eved Kechovim Mazole, Sheine Eved Kechovim Mazole. So it's because of the censorship. But